The Brady Report.
It's a Wednesday. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Some excitement. More news on the wedding.
Yes, we now know that Harry and Meghan are planning it themselves. A little bit more detailed. So the wedding will take place in May of next year. No specific date just yet, but May is the month, and it will be at St. George's Chapel in Windsor. So that's right inside Windsor Castle. Beautiful location. We're hearing that Meghan is going to get baptized and confirmed. She's Protestant. She went to a Catholic school, but it turns out she's actually Protestant. She will be baptized and confirmed, and it will be a full ceremony inside St. George's Chapel. The Queen has given her permission. It's a very special chapel for the royal family. And on Friday of this week, day after tomorrow, basically they will have their first public appearance together. And they will be in Nottingham. So imagine all the camera crews will be heading up to the East Midlands to film that.
I reckon they might be. And a bit of discussion today on Viagra, Ender.
Yeah, this is making the news. Interesting news. Pfizer, who are the manufacturers of Viagra, we're hearing from them that as of next spring in the UK, it will be available over the counter for purchase. So men will be able to go into the chemist without any embarrassment and basically buy Viagra over the counter. No prescription needed, and it will increase awareness of erectile dysfunction, which is a wonderful, wonderful idea, and it will benefit a huge amount of couples across the UK.
I wonder when it will be available in Coles and Woolies.
Not long after, I would imagine.
Ed Sheeran, he's in the news.
Yeah, a bit of disappointment on the showbiz front for him. The Grammy nominations for 2018 have come out. Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar dominate. Ed Sheeran's album, it is nominated in the pop categories. He's done well in the pop categories, but not the main ones, not in the big ones. I think he'll be quite disappointed because I find it amazing, really. Grammy nominations, you can't drive anywhere with a radio station on without hearing Ed Sheeran songs, and he hasn't got that many nominations in the Grammys, so he will be disappointed,
yeah,
I'm sure.
He would be, yeah, and same over here. He certainly is well played. Mate, as you are, you have a terrific day. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Enjoy your day, guys.